Nemoto presents classical music giants. Franz Schubert, the lyric voice. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Christopher voice. Running time, approximately 10 minutes. The room is dim, the air heavy with pipe smoke, and a group of young men sit crowded around a piano in a modest Viennese apartment. Bottles are on the table, laughter rises, verses are read aloud, and then someone begins to sing. The voice is clear, urgent, carrying words of Goethe set to music that feels at once inevitable and startling. The pianist, short and round-shouldered, adjusts his spectacles, his head bent close to the keys, his fingers moving quickly across the ivory. He seems shy, almost invisible among his boisterous friends. But the music filling the room could only belong to him. This is Franz Schubert, and though he will never hear his symphonies played in great halls or see his songs published in expensive volumes during his short life, he is writing melodies that will live forever. Schubert was born in 1797 in a suburb of Vienna, the 12th child of a schoolmaster. The family was large, poor, but musically inclined. His father played the cello, his older brother the violin, and young Franz was given violin lessons before he could properly read. By age 5, he was already showing signs of a gift that astonished his family. At 11, he won a place as a chorister at the Imperial Court Chapel, receiving a rigorous education and training in music. His teacher was none other than Antonio Salieri, the same Salieri who had taught Beethoven and whom legend casts as Mozart's rival. Salieri recognized the boy's genius and gave him a thorough grounding in composition. The young Schubert absorbed the Viennese tradition, Haydn's wit, Mozart's elegance, Beethoven's fire. But he had something of his own, an inexhaustible gift for melody and a deep affinity for poetry. While other composers honed symphonies and concertos, Schubert was drawn to the intimate marriage of words and music. At 17, he composed Gretchen am Spinnrad, setting Goethe's poem of longing. The accompaniment imitates the spinning wheel, whirring ceaselessly, while the vocal line rises and falls with desire and despair. It was revolutionary, a simple poem turned into a miniature opera, a psychological drama in a few minutes. With that song, Schubert effectively invented the romantic art song, the lied, as a form equal to symphony or opera. From then on, songs poured from him in torrents. He would compose in the morning, filling page after page in feverish bursts, often sketching an entire song in less than an hour. Friends described how he seemed possessed, as if melodies were dictating themselves to him. By the end of his life, he had written more than 600 Lieder, a universe of human experience set to music. In Erlkönig, another Goethe setting, a father rides desperately through the night with his child, who hears the seductive voice of the Erl King. The piano gallops, the singer must embody four characters, the narrator, the father, the child, the Erl King, each with distinct tone. It is both terrifying and exhilarating, a masterpiece written by a teenager. Schubert's circle of friends recognized his genius even if publishers and patrons ignored him. They gathered for evenings of music, conversation, and poetry, events later called Schubertiades. In cramped rooms, his songs were performed for small audiences of students, writers, painters, and admirers. These gatherings were intimate, egalitarian, far removed from the glittering salons of aristocracy. Schubert himself was modest, unassuming, often content to sit quietly while others sang his works. Yet in these rooms he reshaped music. He gave voice to solitude, to longing, to nature's moods, to fleeting joys and unhealed sorrows. Beyond songs, Schubert aspired to larger forms. He wrote symphonies, string quartets, piano sonatas. His early symphonies show Mozart's sparkle and Haydn's wit, but soon he found a voice more expansive, more lyrical. The Symphony No. 8 in B minor, known as the Unfinished, consists of only two completed movements, yet those movements are so haunting that they stand among the great symphonic achievements. The melodies are long-breathed, the harmonies unexpected, the mood one of mystery. Why he left it unfinished is uncertain, perhaps illness, perhaps self-doubt, but in its fragmentary state it feels like a glimpse into another world. Schubert also composed the Great Symphony in C major, a work of monumental scale that rivaled Beethoven's in length and ambition. Its endless melodies and bold orchestration baffled his contemporaries, who found it too long, too difficult. Only later would Robert Schumann and Felix Mendelssohn champion it, recognizing its grandeur. His chamber works, too, are treasures: the Trout Quintet with its sparkling variations, the String Quintet in C major, composed in the last year of his life, whose slow movement seems to suspend time itself, a hymn of otherworldly peace. Despite this prodigious output, Schubert lived in poverty. He held no official post, relied on friends for lodging, earned little from publication. His health was fragile, and in 1822 he contracted syphilis, a diagnosis that at the time was a slow death sentence. The illness cast a shadow over his final years, evident in the dark intensity of his music. The song Cycle Winterreise, composed in 1827, is a journey through despair. A wanderer rejected in love, trudges through a frozen landscape, confronting loneliness, rejection, and death. It is one of the most harrowing and profound works in all music, each song a chapter in existential desolation. Yet within the bleakness lies extraordinary beauty, melodies that pierce the heart. Schubert's piano sonatas from this period also reflect this depth. They are expansive, contemplative, filled with sudden contrasts, storm and calm, joy and sorrow intertwined. They were neglected for decades, overshadowed by Beethoven, but today they are recognized as pillars of the piano repertoire. His last year, 1828, was astonishing. He wrote the C major quintet, three piano sonatas, masses, songs, symphonies, all while weakened by illness. It is as if he knew time was short and raced to pour out everything he carried. Schubert died in November 1828, only 31 years old, buried near Beethoven as he had wished. At his funeral, friends wept not only for the man but for the music unwritten. He had been largely unrecognized by the wider public during his life, his genius confined to small gatherings and sympathetic friends. But within a few decades, musicians and critics realized the magnitude of what he had left. Schumann discovered manuscripts, Mendelssohn performed his works, Liszt championed his songs. Gradually, Schubert emerged as one of the great figures of Romanticism. What makes Schubert unique is the intimacy of his voice. Beethoven thundered, Wagner built cathedrals of sound, Brahms constructed architecture of passion. Schubert sings to you quietly, directly, as if across a table in candlelight. His melodies seem inevitable, as if they had always existed and he simply discovered them. He captured the fleeting, the fragile, the personal, yet within them is universality. A song like Ave Maria is sung in churches and concert halls worldwide, sometimes stripped of its context, yet still radiating purity. A lied like Der Lindenbaum evokes both nostalgia and longing for anyone who has known memory's bittersweet pull. Schubert is the poet of melody, the composer who gave music its most human voice. He did not live to see his genius recognized, but perhaps that is fitting. His art was never about grandeur or power. It was about the soul's whisper, the heart's quiet cry, the beauty of a moment passing. He gave those moments music, and in doing so, he gave them eternity. Today, Schubert's songs are sung by the greatest voices, his symphonies fill halls, his chamber works are revered. Students study him, performers revere him, listeners find solace in him. He bridges classical balance and romantic expression, linking Mozart's elegance with Mahler's expansiveness. He remains inexhaustible. Every hearing reveals new depths, every melody feels fresh. In his 31 years, Schubert created more than most could in a lifetime twice as long. He left us the sound of longing, of fleeting joy, of human vulnerability turned into beauty. He reminds us that art does not measure itself in fame or fortune, but in truth. And his truth sings still.